Hey everyone, welcome back to Wilmot's Quant Talk. I'm Lori, and I'm here with my co-host Finn. Today we're diving into a fascinating paper that should make every quantitative professional sit up and pay attention.
That's right, Lori. We're talking about Why So Much Science Doesn't Hold Up and What Quantitative Minds Can Do About It by Weston, Perez-Ortiz, and Baruca. And honestly, this hits close to home for anyone building financial models.
Absolutely. So let's start with the elephant in the room. What exactly is this replication crisis? Finn, can you break this down for our listeners?
Sure thing. So the replication crisis is this growing awareness that a shocking number of published research findings just can't be reproduced by independent researchers. We're talking about studies where only 36 to 39% of psychology experiments could be replicated.
Wow, that's terrible.
Compared to 97% of the original studies showing significant results. And in cancer biology? Even worse, only about 11% of landmark studies could be reproduced.
That's genuinely alarming, and what's really interesting is that the paper identifies some key culprits behind this crisis. The big one being our old friend, or should I say enemy, p-hacking.
Right. P-hacking is when researchers try multiple analyses until they get that magical p-value below 0.05. then just report that result. It's like...
cherry-picking.
Exactly. And there's this phenomenon called harking, hypothesizing after results are known, basically making up your hypothesis after you see the data.
Oh no, that's like reverse engineering your trading strategy after seeing the backtest results. So what are the solutions? The paper mentions some really interesting alternatives to our obsession with p-values.
Bayesian methods are a big one. Instead of just asking, is this statistically significant, Bayesian analysis gives you the probability that your hypothesis is actually true. It's way more intuitive.
Yeah, and effect sizes. Instead of just knowing something is statistically significant, you get to understand how big the effect actually is. That's crucial in finance, where you need to know if an alpha is economically meaningful.
Absolutely. The paper also talks about pre-registration, basically committing to your analysis plan before you look at the data, and open science practices like sharing your code and data.
Which brings us to why this matters so much for us quants. I mean, we're constantly building models, running back tests, looking for patterns in data. How many of us have been guilty of some of these practices?
Right. And the paper actually includes some Python code examples that show how easy it is to get false positives when you have multiple testing and low statistical power. It's a wake-up call for anyone doing quantitative analysis.
The computational reproducibility aspect is huge, too. Setting random seeds, using version control, documenting your environment, these aren't just nice-to-haves anymore.
Exactly. The paper shows how using tools like requirements.txt files and Docker containers can ensure your analysis is truly reproducible. Because if someone can't reproduce your results,
then how can you trust them yourself? That's the bottom line. Well, this has been a fascinating discussion, Finn. For our listeners, this paper is a must-read if you're serious about building robust, reliable quantitative models. Before we wrap up, I want to emphasize something crucial for our quant community. These issues aren't just academic problems. They have real-world implications. When we're managing people's money or making investment decisions based on our models, the stakes are incredibly high.
That's such a good point, Lori. And what I find particularly relevant is how this paper connects to the broader conversation about AI and machine learning in finance. With all these new tools and techniques, it's even easier to fall into these statistical traps if we're not careful about our methodology.
Exactly. The temptation to keep tweaking hyperparameters until you get better backtest results is essentially the same as p-hacking. We need to establish clear protocols, maybe using walk-forward analysis, out-of-sample testing, and proper cross-validation techniques from the start.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to Wilmot's Quant Talk. Until next time, keep your models robust and your p-values in perspective.